Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Are you ready for the Patriots to buy, King?
I am ready for them to buy. Yes, sir. Deadline less than a week away. Tuesday, we'll have our trade deadline sounder ready to go for Tuesday. Any and all trades on Tuesday?
Heck yeah. I didn't we'll think
be ready.
About that.
Oh, yeah. Probably got one in the hopper somewhere. We got one for every sport.
What time is that deadline?
It's probably, unfortunately, like at 4 or 3 or 4.
That's fine. Then we'll have that breaking news all throughout the show. Yeah, that's
great.
And
then we can leave it for the afternoon show, and they can use that if they so choose.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm ready to go. They should absolutely be buyers.
Well, they've already got the selling part down. Like, they've already done that.
4 p.m. Eastern.
4 p.m. Great. So all day long on to a full trade deadline episode on Tuesday with Jones and Keith.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry that gets traded in the NFL, we will let you know.
We mean anyone.
Anybody.
Anything
happens.
We
pick swap.
Billy's got you covered.
Billy's
if
at the
anything
desk.
Happens.
Yeah, he's getting the desk ready.
But no, they already have the selling down.
Yep. They've moved on.
I'm a little skeptical about the buying. And I know there's been some positive reports out there. Your girl, Diana Rossini.
Yep, always on it.
Among them, which has me a little skeptical.
Yeah.
She reported yesterday the Patriots are expected to be buyers before the NFL trade deadline.
Yeah, so that concerns me.
I don't know what that means. Does that mean a big ticket item? Does that mean depth? I mean, either way, I guess you're technically buying, which I would approve of. I'm fine with depth.
Yeah.
But
if they get a player or two that's better than Keon White and Kyle Duggar, I guess technically that would be buying, right? Because you're losing those guys and you're bringing in two players. Maybe it's not even those exact positions. But
it would be a net add.
Yeah, it would be a net add. So I'll take that. Because in baseball, real quick, Breslow has a track record of being bad at deadlines.
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel and Stretch and Cowden, TBD. Right, let's see what these guys do. This isn't Elliot Wolf. We always make jokes about it. This isn't Elliot Wolf at the deadline. Also, last year at the deadline versus this year at the deadline, completely different stories. Last year at the deadline, I mean, it was maybe teams were looking at you to see if there was anybody worth a damn.
That's right. I wanted them to sell.
I wanted them to sell. There wasn't much to sell. They didn't have a lot of guys. You weren't really going to get much. This year, they basically got rid of a couple of guys that weren't fits, and they got their picks. And so right now in I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because they do have 5 more days to sort of take those picks and the picks that they already had and turn those into players. If they don't, I'll be upset. And I'll be like, how does just essentially cutting Kyle Duggar help your team right now? But if they add a player or two, then I'll be like, good. Like that's the direction they should be going.
Yeah, and you know, Hart made the point yesterday, well, Kyle Duggar's not playing. What's the difference? And I would say, well, he started 4 games for you.
Mm.
And I would say if you have an injury to Hawkins or Woodson, and same thing with Keon White, if Landry or Kalavon Chasen go down, you do need some depth. So I'm against the selling in a vacuum, but if they net add, and we can debate how much faith you have in them doing that, then, as I said yesterday, it'll be no harm, no foul. So I'm just skeptical they're actually going to add. And we'll play you something from Adam Schefter coming up. He was on WEEI Afternoons yesterday. He's as plugged in as anybody when it comes to insider information in the NFL regarding the trade deadline. So we'll play that coming up. But it is an on-the-clock Thursday here. We'll go on the clock with a perfect Halloween evening for you.
This is easy.
Open-ended.
Open-ended, 60 seconds, how to make your Halloween night perfect.
However it looks, we'll give you a nice warning.
Yeah.
Not even warning, just a nice heads up on some bullet points on how to approach the Halloween holiday tomorrow.
It involves scantily clad costumes.
I wouldn't rule it out. So you can dial us up, 617-779-7937. You can interact Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on.
Sure.
On Twitch, and do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We're going to talk to Taylor Kyles at 11:30.
Nice.
From CLNS. We'll get his thoughts on the Patriots heading into this Falcons game on Sunday. I also want some answers on why the NFL won't let him tweet out his breakdown videos anymore.
The No Fun League, Jones. That's what they call it.
I guess
that's what it stands for.
I guess that's what's going on.
It is obnoxious. Every sport has had their battles where they're like, stop, you know, promoting our stuff. Like, we don't want that because they just want money for every single thing. But it's like, I don't know, that kind of helps. Especially, like, that was going on for baseball for a while, or basketball. It's like people tweeting out highlights, and they're like, you can't do that.
Right.
It's like, oh, God forbid a bunch of young kids watch home runs online.
Right.
They can't do that.
Younger people who enjoy your sport and your game.
They're like, no.
Want to put that out there.
Yeah, it's lame.
Just to make a few bucks in the meantime. So anyway, we'll talk to Taylor Kyles about it, CLNS. We also have a Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45, so stay tuned. This is Schefter yesterday on WEEI Afternoons, and I know what Rossini's saying. I guess Jordan Schultz has reported something similar. I listened to Schefter yesterday, and I'm like, this doesn't sound like a team that's going to be buying.
I think it should be a slow, steady build. There should be nothing that they do that they're overpaying for. Drake May is going to be in New England a long time. He is going to be on his rookie contract for two more years after this year. They need to make decisions that they would make as if Drake May were there, weren't there. Like, just keep building the roster. Keep building around him. Don't force the issue. If there's something that makes sense and there's some value in a trade, then go do it. And if there's not, don't force something because you feel like, boy, we're in a better spot than we expected to be.
Okay, so first of all, I guess that's reasonable. Like, don't overpay. I mean, I guess that's reasonable.
Yeah, but that's obvious. You never want to overpay. No one's like, I can't wait to overpay for this. Like, no. Sometimes you really want a player, and then it gets to that point, and you're like, all right, we're either doing this or we're not, and then you either you do or you don't, right?
Yeah, it's how Breslow, just to make that analogy again, never gets anything done at the deadline.
Yeah.
You don't want to overpay, so you get nothing.
So that's obvious. So that's one part of what he said that I would obviously agree with.
But if that's the Patriots' stance, that is reasonable in a certain way. Like, we don't want to overpay. Okay, fine. But then it's also a slow rebuild.
No, it's not a slow and steady rebuild.
I don't think so either.
Already won two more games this season than they did all of last season. And we're at the halfway point. They're way better this year than they could have imagined. And not just record-wise, but you have the MVP of the league for the first half of the season, according to you. And you know what? You may have swayed me.
Yeah,
he may have swayed me as well after last game.
It was probably more him than me. But yeah.
He had a lot to do with it.
But okay. Either way.
His stats.
You've been swayed.
Yeah. His stats, which are only comparable to Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers, and Manning. Yeah. That's kind of swayed me a little bit. So you can't view it as, well, hey, guys, it's just year one of Vrabel. Well, guess what? You got to strike while the iron's hot, is another saying, Jones. And right now the iron's very hot. They should try to make trades. Also, all due respect to Adam Schefter, what the hell does he mean you should treat it as if you do or don't have Drake May? You do have Drake May.
I think what he was saying is independent of Drake May, you should be looking at it
wrong.
As a slow build, which I disagree with. I'm just trying to explain what
he's
saying.
So I don't get it, though, because Drake May, whether he can continue this performance or not, or whether you think he's truly a top five perennial top five quarterback or not, right now he is. Therefore, he is literally the best value in football. There's nobody playing better, making less than Drake May. So of course you would want to pounce on that now. Adding somebody like, just for the sake of argument, somebody like AJ Brown now makes way more sense and is easier to do than a year where Drake May is making $60 million. And I know you can fudge the cap and look at what the Lions are doing, but right now it's a lot easier to do that with a quarterback on a rookie deal than not. So I don't think you say, hey, guys, it's year one of the rebuild, or hey, don't worry about Drake May's contract. Those are two very significant things. This team is way better than they thought. So why should you just sit on your hands for the trade deadline?
So I agree with you. I also agree with this is Jokic and Nurkic in the Twitch chat.
Oh, that's a shot at you.
That is a good callback. Twitch.tv/BostonWEI. Great quarterback on a rookie contract is exactly why you should be trading picks for players.
100%. And nobody's trading five first-round picks or whatever. You're not going crazy. But if there's a player that you feel like can help you and you can trade a pick, plus, let's face it, the way things are going, you know, the last couple of years, the Patriots picked fourth and third. They're not picking fourth and third this year. They might pick 23rd and 24th. They might pick lower than that, depending on how well this season goes. So, yeah, I'm almost always in favor of trading the pick for an established player, assuming it's at a premium position. I was thinking about this. You know, remember a couple of years ago when, like, Jamal Adams got traded or, like, Minkah Fitzpatrick got traded? Really, really, really good players. But I feel like if you trade multiple first-round picks or even one first-round pick for a safety, you might end up regretting that. But if you trade it for a wide receiver or another premium position, I don't think you're really going to regret that. You know, unless the player turns into an absolute bust. Like, how many teams are pissed that they traded for, you know, an A.J. Brown team won the Super Bowl or somebody like that?
No, I think that's a fair way of looking at it. And again, this is a time. I just disagree with Schefter's stance, but I wonder how much Schefter even, and this is not a shot at him, I wonder how much he even really thinks through, like, himself, what he's passing along, or if he's just passing along the information for how the team views it. Like, he's very plugged in.
Of course.
I don't know who he's talking to, but I'm sure he's talking to people around the league that reflect the Patriots' view. I'm sure he's talking to people with the Patriots and their view. It very well could be the whole Wolfpack.
He could be talking to Wolf.
So I wonder if Schefter, like, even agrees with that, or if he's just passing along what he's hearing of how the Patriots view it. It is a slow rebuild, which echoes a lot of what Vrabel seems to be telling people. Reese has written similar things. Well, they don't want to trade a bunch of draft picks just to improve the roster this year. They feel pretty good about the foundation that they built. They want to continue to do it. They want to continue to develop players. They don't want to give up on draft picks. And that's just not how I'd look at this year. If you think they're a contender, we do. If you think the championship window is wide open, we do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The AFC is wide open.
Well, that's the other part of this whole thing is the Cincinnati Bengals have basically been removed from this equation for this season. Next season, and we'll see. I mean, Joe Burrow's had a history of injuries, but he's also, unlike Lamar and unlike Josh Allen, been one of the guys to beat Patrick Mahomes and advance to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So you remove him from the equation. I don't know what to make of the Ravens. I think when they face the Ravens in a few weeks, and we'll see what Lamar looks like, tonight? Like,
I was going to say, we see them on Thursday Night Football tonight. Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, their defense is also a mess. But for, you know, an AFC where you're like, it's pretty much dominated by Mahomes, and then the next three quarterbacks are right there. I don't know. One of those guys is down. The other one's missed games. You already beat Josh Allen head-to-head. I can't think of a better time to be a buyer.
Yeah, so I just think, if that's how the Patriots are looking at it, and I really have no doubt that is how they're looking at it. They're looking at it as a slow rebuild. They don't want to give up on draft picks. In fact, they want to stockpile draft picks. Even if it's all sixth rounders, they want to stockpile draft picks, and they view this as a longer, slower rebuild. Drake May isn't going anywhere, and we want to build it not just for this year, but we want to be sustainable over 5, 10, 15 years, whatever it is, which, again, sounds nice. But you also got to capitalize when the opportunity's there, and it feels like the opportunity's there. And I don't think we're demanding, Keith.
We're not.
Trade a first-round pick for Brian Thomas. I don't think we're demanding trade a second-rounder for A.J. Brown. Go get one of these pass rushers. I don't think we're demanding anything super high-level or super high draft capital. But you shouldn't be afraid to part with a fourth-round pick, some sort of day three pick, to add to your depth and a player that can help. That's really all I'm talking about.
Right.
And if they don't do that, but between now and Tuesday's deadline, that will be disappointing. And listening to Schefter, I'm kind of bracing for being disappointed.
Would you take a Red Sox deadline, meaning you get Steven Matz and Dustin May? See, I need a little bit more than that. I don't need Joe Ryan.
No.
I don't need that equivalent for the Patriots. They don't need that. But let's see what gets traded. Let's see what gets dealt. You have a couple positions I think of need, maybe more if you just include depth. But let's see what they end up doing. I would hope that it's more than that. I hope it's a couple of players we're talking about, you know, next week at this time that have just joined the Patriots and are going to contribute. Like, aren't just guys that are healthy scratches or you know, waiting for an injury. Like, guys are going to come in right away and play.
So, yeah, and the other big potential domino is A.J. Brown. We talked about this yesterday late in the show. Florio's like, hey, I think the Eagles are shopping A.J. Brown, which I think he has a fake hamstring injury. It's the bye week this week. Trade deadline is Tuesday. I think they sat him out last week to keep him healthy, make sure he stays healthy, so they could trade him. My belief, we'll find out on Tuesday who's right and who's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think the Patriots are going to get him, but I think he's moving. And if he moves to the Bills, the Ravens, pick your AFC team, how much does that swing the pendulum in the conference? If it's the Bills, how much does it swing the pendulum in the division? The Bills are already the favorite in the division, which I disagree with.
Yeah.
If they land a guy like A.J. Brown,
how much
does that change your outlook? So that's another reason to add at the deadline. It's not just your team.
Oh, yeah.
It's what other teams are going to do between now and Tuesday.
Oh, the Chiefs could definitely add. The Broncos could add. The Colts, like people aren't really giving them the respect, even though they're 7-1, but they could all add to their team. And then you're sitting there with pretty much the same squad. Like,
so I was just a little disheartened listening to Schefter yesterday. And I know other insiders, Yorgo Rossini, very reliable track record, are reporting differently.
Patriots love Jarrett Stidham.
I just know that Schefter is arguably the most plugged in there is, and he doesn't seem to be bracing for anything big. 617-779-7937. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI, presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. You can watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We are starting with NFL and Patriots talk. We'll get into Drake May and the 2024 quarterback class. Should that even be a debate? I don't really get why it's getting debated these days. We'll get to the Patriots and their wide receiver room. We'll also touch on the Celtics. Huge, I would say, unexpected win.
Nice win, yeah.
For the C's last night. So we'll get to that in the 11 o'clock hour, plus Taylor Kyles on the clock and a key for madness for you today. Again, with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. What do you expect the Patriots to do? What should they do by the deadline? We'll get to your feedback coming up. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, that debate about the 2024 quarterback class with Drake May right at the top of it, should it even be a debate? That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I was get up yesterday, a little debate about the 2024 quarterback class, redrafting. I think Jeff Saturday was the only one, if you were going to redraft, taking Drake May number one overall. I think the rest of the cast there was taking Jaden Daniels. Dominique Foxworth, among others, were all taking Jaden Daniels. Look, I don't want to talk down about Jaden Daniels, who was incredible last year.
No, he's
NFC
great.
Title game.
Yeah.
He's been dinged up this year. He's an older prospect. And I don't even think at the height of Jaden Daniels' powers, he was playing as well as Drake May is right now.
In fact,
very few quarterbacks in the history of the league have ever played this well at their height. So Jaden Daniels went to an NFC title game. You can't take that away. And we'll see if Drake May even makes the playoffs, which I would expect. Our pal Susan called yesterday. She's skeptical if he even wins a playoff game ever. So if and when he does, we can really look at all these things. But it's not Drake May's fault to this point that he hasn't been able to get to the playoffs, win playoff games, go on a run.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the big thing for Jaden Daniels isn't the stats or the individual performance, which is all very good. It was that his team got to an NFC title game and he carried them there. I don't disagree with that.
He was awesome.
But if I were redrafting, I got a prospect who's 2 years younger and I've seen what the peak of his powers are, maybe not even the peak of his powers. I don't really think it should be a debate who's number one in the draft.
No, I think
if you redraft,
I think it's case closed. And I've changed my tune. It's not like I've been dug in on this the whole time. Like, I've seen enough of it now. If it was two or four good games for Drake May, you could be like, all right, you're really going to weigh that against the season of Jaden Daniels. It's now half a season, right? That's even take whatever you want from his rookie year. If you want to look at the highs and kind of, you know, highlight those or whatever, but just this 8-game stretch that he has had, that's enough for me to say, at the very least, he's the best from that draft class. Jaden Daniels, QB rating, not the most important stat in the world, but it is a stat. So Drake May is currently on a 7-game heater with 100 quarterback rating or more. Do you know how many times Jaden Daniels had 100 quarterback rating last season in a game?
4. 6. Okay.
So he had a really good year.
Yeah.
But like, and it wasn't 6 in a row. It was just 6 total.
May's done it 7
in a row. So I'm going to say, like, he is playing, like, we're comparing him to Brady's 07 season. Like, let that sink in for a
second.
That's
the kind of heater he's on, right? Brady and 07.
So these guys on ESPN are having a hard time comparing Drake May to Jaden Daniels in 24. We're comparing him to Patrick Mahomes in 18, Aaron Rodgers in his MVP seasons. Like, that's the kind of run that he's on. And if you want to say, hey, maybe it won't last or whatever else, like, okay. But it's now a half a year for me. So I think Drake May is the clear-cut number one pick from that draft.
Me too.
Daniels would be two.
Thank you. I don't want to disrespect Jaden. Jaden Daniels is really good, and he'd be the clear-cut number two. But if I have the number one pick and I can redraft 2024, I don't even think all that hard about it. And by the way, one of the big fears with Drake May, we'll get to another one here in a moment that I don't think we know the answer to. But one of the big fears with Drake May, he's going to get himself hurt.
He's going to hit his head on the floor.
You don't think
he did that?
You don't think Jaden Daniels, play style wise, is in the same bucket? Never mind that now he's missed multiple instances of games this year with injuries.
Yeah.
Like he started the year, got hurt, came back, got hurt again.
Right.
So all your worst fears about Drake May are already happening with Jaden Daniels. They have not happened yet with Drake May.
What's he missed three games?
People are very, very, very fearful. This year,
Jaden Daniels missed three this year.
He had a similar game last year to what Drake May had last year.
He left
a game. I don't think he missed the start.
I think he made 17 starts. Yeah, he made 17 starts last year, but this year he has made 5.
So the fear, the absolute, like, you know, Nana fears about Drake May getting himself hurt, they're actually happening with Jaden Daniels. So if you're worried about your quarterback getting hurt, you can't possibly look past that with Daniels. Never mind his frame and his play style.
Yeah.
If you're afraid Drake May, with his frame and his play style, is going to get hurt, you better have the same fears about Jaden Daniels. So, no, Daniels is incredible. I would take him, too. I wouldn't really have to think all that hard about it. But number one to me would be a fairly easy pick. It's Drake May, and I wouldn't really even debate it.
Yeah, I think that, and they both could be in your top 10 in the league.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's fair, and I think that's why there's been a handful of quarterback classes recently, 2018, 2020, and 2023, or 2024, I should say, where you're like, yeah, those, you might, it's not just one guy, right? It's not just one stud quarterback. You might have a bunch. Although, if we were going to tier the quarterbacks that were drafted last year, May and Daniels are probably in the same tier.
Probably the same tier, but now rank within that tier. I like to do that.
I know you do. So it turns into a power ranking as well. But I would go May 1, Daniels 2. Then I'd go a tier down. And then maybe that's where Bo Nix fits in. And then you go another tier down, and that might be my guy, Caleb Williams.
Maybe.
And then another tier down, and that's where you get, you know, Michael Penis Jr., who you're going to see this weekend, I think. J.J. McCarthy, Spencer Rattler. Or maybe you even put a tier between, like, Williams and those guys. You know, like, they're starting to really separate themselves from the pack a little bit.
Text line here. That's actually not a bad top one surprise question for Hunter Henry. Put that one in your back pocket, Keith.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There's also this one. Guys, how can you say...
I might use that one, actually.
That's a really good one, actually. Guys, how can you say it's not even a debate? Daniels has the same numbers with a better record. Nix is also riding a 5-game win streak, better record. Well, not this year. I mean, Drake May has the same record as Bo Nix this year.
No, Jaden Daniels as a starter is 2-3 this year.
Jaden Daniels right now has a losing record this year. Now, I think he's talking overall.
Oh, overall, yeah.
In the last 2 years, fine. I would just say again, I mean, Drake May, his ceiling seems way higher than those other two.
Yeah.
And he's younger than both of those two specifically. He's not much younger than J.J. McCarthy, or he's the same age as McCarthy. I think he's a little bit younger than Williams. Williams isn't an old prospect. Daniels and Nix were old prospects. May's 2 years younger than this guy. His ceiling already looks higher, mm-hmm. and we may not have even fully seen it yet, which is crazy.
Wouldn't the same numbers with a better record mean that the Patriots as a team were overall worse?
Well, another texter, I was just going to bring this up, so I think that's a good question, Nick. Another texter said, well, Daniels had the way better supporting cast. I mean, I guess last year, but I don't think this year.
I mean, this year's.
I never thought he had like an incredible supporting cast.
He had Terry McLaurin.
Right.
That's kind of it.
Right.
And then this year he hasn't even always had Terry McLaurin.
He's added Debo this year. Like, I mean, if you're asking me who would I take out of his weapons, they added Tunsil. I mean, I guess I'd probably take
Daniels,
Washington.
Daniels finished.
But I don't think it's way better.
Last year, Daniels finished 7th in the MVP vote, but they give multiple votes now. So 11 total players got votes, and he was behind 5 other quarterbacks. So, like, he had a really, really good year, but we're talking about Drake May being, like, a MVP favorite, co-favorite, top 3 finisher right now. So his season this year is already off to a better start than Daniels was last year. Daniels was the runaway rookie of the year last year, but I don't know if he was ever truly in the MVP conversation. He was not having the Allen, Jackson, Burrow, Mahomes, even Jared Goff season.
And I think the reason he got elevated, and he deserves this. I mean, if you do it on a big stage in the playoffs, you deserve to get elevated. But I think where he really took off in terms of the discussion about how good Jaden Daniels can be was when he took the Commanders to the NFC title game. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's where it really took off. Yeah. I don't think anybody was going nuts about his regular season, per se. I think that's where it really kicked into a higher gear. 617-779-7937. Ron is in Fall River. Get us started today, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hello, guys. Man, I love Drake May. But y'all putting the guy in the Super Bowl, he's been playing construction, guys.
We didn't put him in the Super Bowl.
Man.
Ron, we just said we...
Yeah, you put the... But no. He haven't played nobody yet.
Ron, what about the Bills?
Ron, they give him that.
Ron, what about the Browns defense? Who? The Buffalo Bills.
Brown, they ain't have a freaking offense. They beat the Packers.
But what about the Browns defense, though, Ron?
You take more on a defense to win. Drake May doesn't face
the Browns offense. He only faces their defense.
They can't put no points up. You got to put points up. When he faced
Drake
Miami
May
and Baltimore, Baltimore.
You seen Baltimore's defense?
Tampa. When he go down to Tampa, when he go against Bowles defense, right. When he go against Bowles defense in Tampa, then you talk to me and you can say made it. Right.
Okay, you Ron, talk to us. Ron, you call us.
Thank you.
You call us after the Tampa game either way,
and we'll talk then.
So now they haven't played anybody. Well, so Drake May hasn't played anybody. The Buffalo Bills, are they not a good team?
No.
Well, they have to beat them twice.
I mean,
be the man, you got to beat the man.
If you want to say Drake May's played an easy schedule, you're right. But to say he's beaten no one isn't fair. they beat Buffalo, and he was the reason. That it's not like he threw a bunch of picks in the game and the defense carried him to a win. Yeah. Like, he's the reason they won that game.
This guy obviously hasn't been watching the games, and that's fine. People are busy. But he says, May isn't in the top five for MVP on the text line. Yeah. What are you smoking?
Take it up with DraftKings and
he FanDuel. He might be top one.
I think he's third at DraftKings and FanDuel, if I'm not mistaken. I'll double check those odds. But he's
who are
the
top five then, if he's not in the top five?
No, the we didn't have him in the Super Bowl. We just said if we redrafted 2024, we take him first. We didn't put him in the Super Bowl.
People hear what they want to hear.
We just said if you redrafted 2024, we take him first. We said nothing about the Super Bowl. No. Now, when we were talking about the trade deadline, we said I think they are a contender, and I think the window's wide open, but I didn't put him in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Tom is in the car. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Tom.
Damn. Morning, guys. What's going on?
Oh, you know, just talking Drake
May. I'm just calling because I really wanted to call about the Patriots team this year. And really the point that I wanted to make was that when you looked last year at the Commanders and you were like, oh, my God, this is an amazing team, an amazing season. This year the Patriots are doing the same thing. They're eclipsing expectations wildly this year. So my question is, why wouldn't we make a big splash looking for a really impact player just like the Commanders did last year, because next year is never guaranteed.
Who did the Commanders add as a big splash at the deadline last year?
I don't actually know.
Okay, well then,
they traded for Marshawn Lattimore, and that's basically it.
Oh, okay, so, that's a good one.
Good one, though.
That's a big splash. I just didn't remember. Thank you, Nick. So I thought he was about to say the opposite thing. I thought he was going to say, don't make a trade, because look at the Commanders. They went to an NFC title game, and now they're 3-5. I thought he was going to say the opposite. He's saying capitalize on the window. I don't need them to add even a Marshawn Lattimore caliber player. I don't need them to give up their first or second round pick.
Yep.
But they should be giving up. I'd be fine with it. I
want Breece Hall. Breece Hall's the guy I want.
That is not my demand. Is that your name?
Yeah, I want Breece Hall.
Oh.
Because I looked at, you know, and he's not Christian McCaffrey, but the Niners traded for Christian McCaffrey a couple years ago in season, and then that was wild. It was like gangbusters. And it was like, what a different dynamic to the offense. And Drake May's playing so well, and his receivers are playing well. His tight ends are playing well. His running backs are way too inconsistent. And you see what Josh Allen...
And Stevenson wasn't there yesterday.
Stevenson's got a toe injury now, so either the fumbles or something, and now maybe an injury. Trevion Henderson is coming off a good game, so I'm not trying to bench him. I would just like to add to that room. And you see how good James Cook is and how much that helps Josh Allen. The guy... If you get Breece Hall here, I think that would be amazing for Drake May.
Breece Hall, I mean, you should know.
He has to be available.
From Bill's final game, when Bill was in the ski mask, looking like Sub-Zero Belichick, Breece Hall ran all over you that game. Breece Hall is great in the passing game. So, no, I mean, Breece Hall would be a big ticket ad, but I'm not against a big ticket ad. I'm fine with it. I'm just saying
you don't have to.
My personal demand is just make an ad at a position of need. Running back, safety, edge rusher, wide receiver. Just use a day three pick on that. Don't just sell at the deadline. That's my only gripe. That's really my only complaint. If you want to aim as high as Breece Hall or A.J. Brown or Trey Hendrickson or Brian Thomas Jr., go for it. I'm not saying don't do it, but they can do less and I'll still be satisfied with the trade deadline. 617-779-7937. Taylor Kyle standing by at 11:30 from CLNS. We have Celtics thoughts at 11 o'clock. I do want to get to the Patriots wide receiver room, and if they have enough – and how long they can keep this going for with Kayshawn Booty, Steph Diggs, etc. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Arc Raiders. a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So that was Josh McDaniels during the Browns game, mic'd up. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's standing there on Kayshon Booty's 39-yard touchdown. And as the play is unfolding, and I'll give Josh credit, I didn't love the hire. I've been skeptical about how much he contributes. But this, he clearly schemed this up and was like, just do what I want you to do.
And it worked.
And this is going to be a big play. He's like, back off 37. Back off 37, give him some space, and then he's like, play it to the inside, play it to the middle of the field. I forget exactly what he said. And so Booty had the outside leverage and the space, and next thing you know, boom, touchdown. So that is some evidence, and I'll give it to him. That's some evidence of Josh McDaniels pushing the right button and, you know, seeing what's unfolding on the field. You saw it right there.
No. I mean, I he's calling it out, and he's getting a lot of success. I mean, you can't have an MVP candidate quarterback and then be like, well, the offensive coordinator's not doing anything. I mean, clearly they are in sync. Some of the questions we had about it during the preseason and even after that first game, that's all settled down over this last seven-game stretch.
So, no, that was fun. You heard him talking after, too, on the play to Booty, and Booty's like, look, man, I'm just going to listen to you. He's like, I know you will.
It's a good sign.
Yeah, so they're 6-2, so it makes sense.
That helps.
They're rolling. Drake May is fun to play with, I'm sure, for a lot of these receivers. But they're getting buy-in. Coaching staff is getting buy-in, and I heard that in that clip as well. So it's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll talk to Taylor Kyles at 11:30 from CLNS. We'll go on the clock at high noon. We'll give you the perfect Halloween night.
Woo, boy.
You take that wherever you want,
Keith. Anywhere you want.
We'll give that to you in just 60 seconds so you can plan accordingly for Halloween tomorrow. Keith from Madness for you at 12:45. We'll get to some Celtics talk. A nice and unexpected win for the Celtics last night at home against the Cavs. We have thoughts on that in just a moment. You said Breece Hall is your number one trade target for the Pats. And I would assume just running back in general, or is Breece Hall just special?
Yeah, running back, and then I'll give you like that specifically him. I mean, if it's somebody else that's an upgrade or somebody else that can help out, like that's good. I think a safety is kind of important too, but I don't know who that is.
And I like the receiver room. I think the receiver room is fine. I don't think it's in drastic need of an overhaul. If you could get, and I think you agree with this, Brian Thomas, AJ Brown, some of the names we've thrown out, well then sure, go get that guy. Get you an alpha in the room.
Yeah.
But I think the room is fine. I am wondering about the receiver room and what's available and if they add to it.
So I wouldn't want to add a guy that's just sort of like thrown in and isn't better than like your third guy. Like even a Jacoby Myers 2 months ago, I'd be like, go get him. Get him. Now I'm like, eh, I don't know.
What if it's a guy taking snaps away from Pop Douglas and Kai Williams?
that's fine. Those guys don't even play a ton anyway.
No, they
and
don't.
Those are the two guys that, I mean, Kyle Williams having a hard time getting on the field. And Pop Douglas is really the one guy now that I don't think has a good chemistry with Drake May. And you could point to, oh, what about that long touchdown, that other one? Yeah, those are great plays. But overall, I mean, you look at, you know, the amount of times guys have been targeted versus the catches that they've had, and his percentage is way worse than the other guys. And you can just see it on the field. It just doesn't seem to be there between those two. Whereas with Diggs, Booty, and Mac Hollins,
chemistry is
pretty good.
Chemistry is off the charts. Like I said, if there's a play to be made, Hollins is going to make
it.
Booty's been incredible. Diggs has been a revelation. So I like those three.
This is really was best case scenario for this receiver room,
yeah.
Right? It was like Booty last year wasn't a fluke, and he can be a big play guy. Diggs is a consistent, you know, maybe knocking on the door of 1,000 yards. And then Mac Hollins just brings what he brings to every team. Just, you know, a professionalism and just like a reliable guy, right? He's not an amazing receiver, but he's a good NFL receiver. So, yeah, if you grab somebody that's better than 4 or 5, okay, fine. But, like, that's not even going to be the biggest difference maker for the season.
No, but I think it could help. The one thing I'll say about, Pop Douglas and his usage, number one, I think they've figured out, and I know he had the fourth down catch from Drake where, I don't know if he sat down, he made a great catch reaching back, or if Drake was just still feeling the cobwebs from smashing his head off the turf a few plays before.
Possible.
But I think using him as more of like a deep shot guy is working out. And he's not big, but he is fast. And I think using him in that role more than like a middle of the field chain mover, I don't think that's what Pop Douglas is.
It doesn't seem like it, because people were very excited at first when McDaniels was coming back. Like, oh my God, you imagine Pop Douglas in this offense. And you're like,
even we, one of those days against the Commanders,
we're
like,
a really good joint practice day.
They can't cover him.
No.
And it wasn't just like he was schemed into wide open space. We're like, they can't cover him. So even I got sucked in.
But it was never
bit.
But it was never the Edelman Welker stuff.
No.
That really wasn't, even though he's like short like those guys, it really was never that stuff. And so, yeah, he's the one that still hasn't really found his footing. So if you took away his playing time for somebody else, then so be it. But now we're talking about like a fourth receiver on the roster. So, I mean, I'd be okay with that. They've handed him the ball a couple of times this season. Last game, a little bit of success with that. So maybe that's something else that you can do to get him going. But they're so good, or Drake May specifically,
is so good
throwing the deep ball right now. You might as well ride that wave. And if Pop Douglas is one of those guys on the receiving end of that, then so be it.
So I also think the receiving room is fine, and it's being elevated by an elite quarterback, which is another sign he is a special quarterback. This is what Josh Allen does. Look at their receivers. This is what Mahomes does. Yeah. I know they just got Rashi Rice back. Worthy's been in and out of the lineup all year.
Yeah, he started literally Tyquan Thornton and Juju Smith-Schuster.
He was making it work with Patriots castoffs.
Yeah.
So that is what an elite quarterback does, and I think May's doing that. And, you know, maybe you can let your mind run wild about what a real elite alpha number one receiver would do with Drake May. But I think they probably have enough there. And if you're adding, you're probably not upsetting that top three of Hollins, Booty, and Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable.
Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.